Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Mike Elam joins us. Congrats on your win.
Thank you so much. This is the first time I've been on the show in over 2 weeks.
Wow.
I'm excited. You have baseball and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Today was a wonderful day because all I did was focus on i3 broadband stuff. Mm-hmm. No political stuff today.
Hey.
Oh, and yesterday,
that'd be a big relief.
I took the day off and went around and picked up as many of my signs as I could possibly find, and get them off people's land. And it's like, thank you for letting me put a sign at your place.
Where do those go?
They go in my garage.
Okay.
Unless my wife can convince me otherwise. Uh-huh. But yeah, she's my wife. God love her, man. She and spouses of anybody who is married to an elected official. She lets me store this crap in there and she hates it, but she puts up with it. And she's like, what are we going to do with all your stuff? I'm like, well, could we do what we've done before? Do you have to keep all of it? I'm like, well, we'll see where we go.
Do you think you'll need them again? Is that it? Or is it?
Yeah. I mean, I've got some signs who have survived my first election in 2014.
Uh-huh.
I've still got them. This year, I changed my logo. So I still kept some of my old stuff, but then I have new stuff. So I'll probably get rid of some of my old stuff and keep the new stuff, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, like God, me with t-shirts.
Yeah.
I mean, God willing, I'm going to make a run for county executive again, assuming Elman wins the general.
Yeah.
He has a general election. So don't count your chickens,
who's that
right?
Against?
David.
That's not a good sign.
Sorry. It begins with a V.
Close enough.
He's a really nice guy. I've met him. He's a great guy. I like him as a person. He's probably not going to win a countywide election in St. Charles County. We've never had a Democrat as the county executive. I don't think we're going to start now. As much as I like Dennis Hancock, I don't think St. Louis County is going to have a Republican county executive.
I was pulling for Steve because he's a great friend of the show.
Thank you.
But I was surprised how handily he won.
I was surprised about that, too. To be honest with you, I thought Steve was going to win by 5 to 6 points. And the thing that made me confident Tuesday morning that he was going to win, I was talking with a local reporter, and I said, so how does the newsroom have this thing going? He said, well, it's interesting you would ask because we kind of thought it was going to be a toss-up between Elman and Igel until when we called Igel and asked, hey, where are you doing your watch party? We'd like to have a reporter there. And his campaign said, he's not doing a watch party. He's going to watch from home with his family.
Mm.
And as soon as we heard that, I went, oh, he knows he's going to lose. And because, God love him, Bill is never known for being quiet, right? if he's got something to say, he's going to climb to the top of the mountain and let you hear it. And we knew, according to his Missouri ethics filings, he had been doing polling. That was an expense that he listed. So we knew he'd been doing polling, but he had not said a word about it, which told us, okay, he's not getting the results that he wants to get. Because if he showed that he was winning, he would have been telling everybody, I'm kicking his butt, blah, blah, blah. But for the fact that he wasn't saying anything made us feel pretty good. And then when you found out, okay, he's not doing a watch party, you're like, now I really feel good. Because Elman hadn't done polling in weeks leading up to the election. He's just like, you know, the numbers are what they are. I don't know how much I would trust the polling anyway. So why invest that money there? Let's put it in messaging.
So I'm sure it is different for different individuals. But the guy who gave Jason Law all that money?
Yeah, $500,000.
Is he just pissed? Or typically big donors like that are just like, ah, you know, you play the game.
You know, he's probably a unique example because he's worth, well, he and his wife, because his wife is part of the Cargill family, one of the 10 wealthiest families in America. So the amount of money that he gave him is
relative
play money, let's say, right? So $500,000 for him, not that much. He and Jason are personal friends, so he probably is not as pissed as a regular donor would be.
Yeah,
you know, if they didn't have a personal relationship, probably. Although, I mean,
that sweet cargo money.
I mean, he raised $850,000and got 11,000 votes. Mm. I mean, he came in third, and a distant third when Elman's at 48% and. You're at 19.
What do you think Igel does now?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody coming down here, having that exact conversation. That night, he deleted his Igel for County Executive Facebook page. And if you go look at his personal page, that's locked down as well. The first picture you see is a picture of him and his wife and a dog from 2 years ago. So he has really pulled back. And I think he's done running for office. And I say that because he had a really good showing running for governor and overperformed there. And everybody thought, oh, well, maybe there's something here, right? He had a lot of statewide support. But then he ran for party chair and he lost. And he thought, okay, he needs a platform. So he thought, I'll go grab this in St. Charles and I can do that one. But for the fact that he lost and lost as big as he did in St. Charles really doesn't give him a base of support to go, you know, if Ann Wagner decided she was done in 2 years to go run for that seat or to go at Kehoe in 2 years, I don't think he's got the base to go do it anymore. That you do three losses in a row, it doesn't matter if you were competitive or not. Three losses is kind of like baseball, baby. Three and you're out.
Mike, why do you think he was able to do so well in the race for governor and then such a short time later he's in this position? Like, what happened? Did anything happen?
I think a couple of things happened. Number one, Kehoe and Ashcroft both saw Igel as a necessary evil for them to win. I remember talking to the Kehoe people a year earlier, and they said, if Igel can get to 20%, we win. Because they felt like every vote Igel took off the board was a vote Ashcroft would have had. The last month of the campaign for governor in 24, Ashcroft basically just disappeared. You didn't see him anywhere. When we went to a Morgan Wallen show over at Kansas City and driving across I-70, when we got home, I told Jennifer, I said, Kehoe's got this thing won. She goes, why do you say that? I said, we just drove across the state of Missouri. And we saw one Jay Ashcroft sign and about four Bill Igel signs and hundreds of Mike Kehoe signs. Mm. I'm like, that's it. The second thing I think is we were a different country then. Just 2 years ago, you had all the Trump people who were super fired up. They were ready to go. And Igel spoke the Trump language. He dug into that. All of the people who were pissed about the border, they were pissed about all the Trump things. He spoke to that and connected with the angry people who were on the Republican side. Angry people vote. People who are like, things aren't bad, right? A lot of times they stay at home. There's apathy there. They're like, well, you know, I think things are good. If I don't vote, I think things are going to stay good. And I'm just going to go with that. So Igel really tapped into the I'm mad as hell and not going to take it anymore crowd. He did it in 2016. He did it in 2020. And he did it in 2024. When you got to 26, a lot of Republicans aren't mad anymore. Who's mad now? The Democrats. Why? Because Trump's in charge. When Trump's in charge, the Republicans generally aren't mad. The Democrats are fired up and they come out. So anger is a unique motivator and it gets people out. So I think the other thing is Bill has been on the I'm going to get rid of personal property tax since 2016. That's been his issue. And he was big on it this time. St. Charles County is going to be the first one to get rid of personal property tax. And Elman really pushed back and said, you know, if he could do what he said he's going to do, I would support it. It would be great. The problem is his math doesn't math and he can't do what he's saying he's going to do. And as people started digging into that and they started learning the specifics, they started going, yeah, I don't know that I buy it anymore. Mm-hmm. And the thing that really told me he was done was about 2 or 3 weeks before the election, he all of a sudden started saying, I'm a no on data centers. And I'm like, wait, where did that come from? Data centers had never been an issue. It had always been. He was the personal property tax guy, and I'm going to get rid of personal property tax. That had been his brand for literally 10 years. For the fact that that went away, it really told me he saw in his numbers he's not connecting and they're not buying his message and he needs something.
Mike, can I ask you about the Missouri legislature at
You can
large
ask me
here?
Anything you want,
okay,
Rachel.
I'm just so fascinated.
Although I feel old after doing all the, you know, Pac-Man was 1980 and the Walkman was then.
I want to know where you got that salmon shirt.
Hey, my wife.
Well, I'm just so fascinated by the fact that Amendments 4 and 5 failed so miserably. And I'm wondering, like, I mean, they both received less than 20% of the vote. I would say that was a miserable defeat.
I think it was for the same reasons, though. I think on both 4 and 5, people felt that both of them were overreach.
Right. You know? So my question for you is, if you're a lawmaker in Jefferson City, does this make you reevaluate your priorities and go, hey, maybe I've lost touch with what the people who live in my state actually
think
and
feel? And if not, how not?
Well, so I think for a lot of Republican lawmakers, I think what they did was they felt a loyalty to Kehoe and trying to help him fulfill his campaign promise, right? So on 5. So he said all while he was campaigning, I think we can get rid of income tax. And that was a big thing. So they wanted to give him an opportunity to put that out there with voters. I think they rushed it. And you can see it in the plan that they put out there. As much as they want to tell you, you know, you don't understand. It's this, it's this, it's this. I'm like, for the fact that you have to explain that much tells you that they didn't have a fully fleshed out idea. They needed to work on that a little bit more.
Yeah.
I would argue a lot more.
Well,
I mean, like,
trying to be generous.
Yeah, give us the details. Like, okay, show me I'm not going to lose.
And show
there's
me
no trust in those things. You know?
Show me is a great example because we are Missouri. And and you do have to show me. And I think the fact that it felt like a half-baked pie with no instructions on how to finish baking it. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way that I can say 100%. Where 5 was.
But you can't get 80% of people to agree that today's Thursday. I mean, when 80% of people are like, nope.
Well, if you guys recall when Amendment 5 was first rolled out, I said on the air here, I said, well, my first blush is that I'm for it.
Yeah.
I get paid pretty well. That's a big chunk of money, my taxes. I can try to control my spending. I think I'm for this. And very quickly, when I looked into it, I'm like, well, there's just nothing here.
Right.
That
was really the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a concept that is not fully fleshed out yet.
Yeah.
And in a nutshell, without digging into all this stuff, in a nutshell, they basically said, you know, give us the opportunity to make all the changes that we need to make to get rid of that. But don't make us come back and ask you for everything. Give the legislature that. So basically, trust us.
There is no trust. We're in a post-trust world.
Oh, we definitely are. I mean, it's just not there.
Do you think it also suffered by being on the ballot at the same time as Amendment 4, which was saying, now you have to super trust us. Like, you guys don't get to mess with it at all. Yeah.
Well, and I think the big thing with Amendment 4 was the fact that people are open and they want a pathway for the citizens to be able to effect change.
Yeah.
Right? I agree. The Constitution needs to be harder to change. It's too easy to change. It needs to be harder. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean it's 60% to change? It's 65% to change? I don't know what that number is.
Yeah.
I think we all agree.
It's more reasonable.
You just went too far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was it.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 425. We have a celebrity guest just showed up because that's how she rolls. She just walks in the friggin' studio and owns it. My birthday twin, Viv, is here. Good to see you, my love.
Yeah, you too.
How are you?
Good.
How's summer?
Good, yeah. Been drinking a lot.
Oh, my God.
A lot of water, Dave. Gatorade. She's an athlete. Come on.
Well, last time I saw her, she talked about how much she liked Jaeger shots. So I'm just, you know.
Yeah, so a lot of golf, little bit of basketball camps and stuff. So yeah.
What percentage of your life is sports?
Probably about 75%.
Like it's your thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Otherwise, it's family. But, yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Family, 25% is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
25% is fine.
It's about right.
I got to provide for them.
Right? I mean, they're going to be riding those coattails for the next 50 years.
Like mom and dad's retirement right there.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, Julia, jump up here.
Yeah.
Julia is a salesperson. We've been together 25 years, something like that. Been besties forever, which was crazy. When you had your daughter on my birthday.
Yes, I was like, how is this possible? And what does this mean from like a horoscope standpoint? You know,
yeah, well, I think you know. You have a pretty good idea. You're going to need some counseling. I'll just tell you that right now. So you won second state in golf, right? That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your main sport. Now you're playing softball, even though you never played like a bat and ball sport before that, right?
Yeah, no. So I just started... PE teacher just kind of wanted me to give it a shot because he's the coach for basketball and golf, and I played both. So yeah,
he's not stupid.
Yep.
So what besides that, how have you been spending your summer?
Been doing some swimming at the house and
went to Wyoming.
We went to Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana. Hit up the Grand Teton National Park and Yellowstone. Yep. And then hanging out with cousins and stuff and just, you know.
You have any weird cousins?
Not really, honestly. They're all pretty decent.
I know you do. It's fine. When we go off break, you can tell me. You're like Lenny. Oh, my God, that guy. No, cousin. Remember having cousins? There was always the cool cousins. Then there was the one that pulled up in the hoop, and you're like, oh, they're coming.
She might be the weird cousin.
Yeah.
I was definitely the weird cousin.
That could be.
Viv.
How you feel about 13?
Good. Yeah, I'm just rolling along.
She's like the responsible adult in our family. Like, for real.
I love Viv. She's a little too much like Wheeler. She just got everything figured out.
It's because athletes are confident, what that is.
Well, I was an athlete, so.
Well, most of us are.
Anyone you want to say hey to out there?
I don't know.
Yeah, just screw them.
Yeah, who's listening anyway,
no,
right?
Yeah, no.
Thousands of people.
None of your friends are listening.
She listens daily, so.
Yeah, always on the way back from school.
Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice. So good to see you.
Yeah.
Have a great rest of your summer, and I'll see you on your birthday.
Yep, for sure.
Awesome. Okay, quick break, right back, DGS on KMOX.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.